I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy, vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the promoter-producer of the Rota Psychic Fair, returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. Now, people keep asking about why don't we have the fair more frequently, and the truth is, attendance has been down. It hasn't been financially feasible to maintain the fair twice a year. However, we are looking at having smaller events throughout the course of the year, starting with our quarterly preview in June. So get on the email list of rotapsychicfair.com so you can stay informed about the upcoming events and our partners' events that we promote as well, and they promote us as well. And while you're at it, get on the email list of Good Vibrations Radio, or at least visit our Facebook page, Good Vibrations Radio, Rota Psychic Fair, and Radio Monterey. We'd love to hear from you. Well, today is the 11th day in this merry, merry month of May. May is the month of creativity, of shifting, of taking a look at what we're doing and finding ways of doing it differently. Potentially finding ways of doing it better. And as most of you know, I love to read from Day by Day with James Allen. Now, he wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And that essay really reminded us that our reality, our present reality, is a direct outcome of our past thoughts, our past habits and behaviors and beliefs. But that doesn't predetermine our future. See, right now, in our present moment, we have the ability to create a new future by shifting our thoughts, by shifting our habits, our beliefs, and our patterns. So every day we have an opportunity to create a new future in a new and different way, just by shifting. In As a Man Thinketh, James Allen shares the philosophy, the thoughts, and the practices that we can use to do that. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month, so it's much more digestible. And for the 11th day of the month, he cites the formula for success. He conceives of, mentally builds up, an ideal condition of life. The vision of a wider liberty and a larger scope take possession of him. Unrest urges him to action, and he utilizes all his spare time and means, small though they are, to the development of his latent powers and resources. Now, I'm going to sum that up in a slightly different way. What he's telling us is that it doesn't matter. You don't need $100,000, $200,000, or $1 million to get started in the direction of where you want to build your life. It's all about inches, and inches add up to feet, and feet add up to yards, and yards add up to miles. He conceives of, mentally builds up, an ideal condition of life. The vision of a wider liberty and a larger scope take possession of him. Unrest urges him to action, and he utilizes all his spare time and means, small though they are, to the development of his latent powers and resources. There's a poem in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich that goes this way. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is just an employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you've set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I had asked of life, life would have willingly paid. Remember, in the accomplishment of any objective or goal, the question is, what is it that you want to do? Second is, what is the price? And the third is, pay the price. So today, remember James Allen's words, formula for success. He conceives of, mentally builds up an ideal condition of life. The vision of a wider liberty and a larger scope take possession of him. Unrest urges him to action, and he utilizes all his spare time and means, small though they are, to the development of his latent powers and resources. And as you know, I like to share from the Daily Word put out by Unity. And today's Daily Word mantra says, I recognize and respond to the sacred in my life. I recognize and respond to the sacred in all life. So if you recognize that you are sacred, and that all life around you is sacred, it shifts how you take your approach to people, places, and things, but it shifts how you approach yourself. Since you are sacred, you deserve honor. You deserve respect. And this is going to play heavily when we talk about some of the astrological aspects that we're engaged with at the present moment. Earlier this week, I talked a little bit about the nodes changing. The North Node was moving into Leo. The South Node was moving into Aquarius. And with that transit on the 10th, it's actually on the 9th, our focus becomes expressing ourselves as individuals versus joining a tribe or community. So for people who have been involved in community activities, they may find that people seem a little more insular, a little more to themselves. Now, the good part about this shift, however, is we'll become more clear in the expression of who we are and what's important and what we believe. If you've overdone your community, it's time for you to focus on you. Recognize if we become the best of who we are at all times and all moments, we actually enhance the community. We role model, we lead, we express, we share. We are a part of where the community is going. We never lose that, but we need to be the best expression of ourselves to do that. So the nodes shifting will stay in those signs for 18 months. And the last time we had the nodes in Leo and Aquarius was September 1998 to April 2000. So this is a good time to pay attention to who you are. And then, of course, we had yesterday's full moon in Scorpio. What a kicker that was. 2:42 p.m. yesterday afternoon on the Pacific Coast. Now, full moon days are always emotional. And this one, of course, we have the sign of Scorpio adding that drama. Now, because the moon opposes the sun when there's a full moon, there's always a conflict between what's occurring outside and what's occurring inside. The sun being outward, our shining of our light, our expression in the world, the moon being inward, the understanding and consciousness of self. Now, Scorpio isn't always tolerant of other people's issues or drama. You know, we could still have some tense days going, as you'll see, but it's a tense time. But Scorpio needs connection. It needs deep, intimate, powerful connection, and it often demonstrates its need by forcing separation. Instead of bringing people closer, it pushes them away because it desperately wants connection. But it's not always good about asking for it or approaching it. And Scorpio is intensely passionate about whatever they're feeling. And with this full moon, everyone is Scorpio. And will be for a few more days, because there's always that 3-day portal coming up to it and that 3-day portal leaving it. Everyone is feeling all types of things. Don't trust what you see. With Mercury in Aries, our thoughts and speech are much more aggressive, and now we have a full moon in Scorpio. So the moon creates a wonderful little sextile to Pluto. And Pluto, as you recall, is retrograde in Capricorn. So at the same time it creates that sextile to Pluto, Pluto was forcing us to take a look within, and we're going to touch more on that in a moment. But it's actually getting us to expose, to transform, to choose to be different. At the same time, the moon's creating a trine to Chiron in Pisces. And Chiron is our wounded healer. And so you couple those two aspects, the sextile to Pluto in Capricorn, which is retrograde in Capricorn, and Chiron in Pisces, and you're being tasked to look at all areas of woundings in your life. And they'll surface under these aspects. They're coming up. Now, instead of acting out from the woundings, both Pluto and Chiron want you to heal them. So they go away and stay away. So it's challenging emotional passage, tougher for some than others. And recognizing that the more you're in contact with other people through this passage, the more challenging it may be for you because they're reacting to the passage, even if you're not having that deeper reaction. Now, Scorpio can drive you to reach divine levels of consciousness. Again, Scorpio wants that intimate, deep connection. And that's that divine level of consciousness. But at the same time, it could also drive you to low levels of consciousness. So Scorpio loves its secrets and surprises. So it doesn't always show everything at once, which means over yesterday, today, tomorrow, and into the weekend, some people may not have acted out all of their drama at once. It may be building, building, and building for several days before they even release it. Expect a few more days of impatience, some overbearing behavior, and the need to control those around you or be controlled by those around you. The key words for this transit is to sit, listen, and don't take yourself so seriously. Everyone will be emotional. Everyone will be moody. Everyone will be determined. Everyone will be passionate. Everyone will be aggressive. Everyone will be over-possessive. Everyone will be jealous. Go gently, breathe, and before you speak, think, am I being kind? Now, this morning, Mars in Gemini squared Neptune in Pisces. So our planet of drive, energy, and ego is challenging and fighting the planet of altruism, creativity, and healing. Now, Neptune does not have 1 ounce of ego in it. It likes to dismiss the ego, ignore it, not ride over it necessarily like a train over a track, but just ignore it. It doesn't exist for Neptune. It's in its selfless altruism. So you may find yourself starting to evaluate your life along with what you've accomplished. And the problem is, under this aspect, you will always fall short in the critical eye of this transit. If you're feeling less than your absolute best, don't believe it for a minute. Your mistakes are going to play on the big flat screen TV on the wall, and your accomplishments will play in a small window on your iPhone or Android. The best approach for this transit is to slow down. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself, not judgmental. And then decide which steps to take next. As all transits, this will pass. But right now, in the shadow of that full moon in Scorpio, this transit of Mars in Gemini squaring Neptune in Pisces may cause you drink yourself to sleep in your own private pity party. Take a walk, breathe the air, go to the ocean, watch a movie, listen to your favorite music, do something creative. No matter what you find yourself believing at this moment, you are meant to succeed. So go gently, breathe, observe, And before you speak to yourself or anyone else, remember to think once again, am I being kind? And then tomorrow we have Mars in Gemini trining Jupiter in Libra. And it's not a big deal, but it's a nice deal. And that'll happen at 3:19 a.m. Pacific time. Now you receive some relief, a pleasant walk in the park with Mars and Jupiter playing nice. Now, Mars is a bit hyper in the energy of Gemini, but with Jupiter in the ever nice Libra, it will help settle down some of the excess energy. It's a good day to get ahead in your work or any projects that have seemed to languish through the push-pull tension of the last several weeks. And there's been a lot of that. And Jupiter is unrealistically optimistic, and Mars thinks a lot of activity is fun, but it's a good day to focus your activity, not try to overdo or do everything at once, so you avoid falling into the mud holes along the path. This is a great day to lift yourself up, to take some action, and to walk out feeling that you've been able to accomplish something after a day of saying I've accomplished nothing. So it's going to be a great day. It's a great way to end the week. Really guaranteed to pay off for the effort you've been putting in for these last several months and weeks. You're going to do more than break even right now. You're going to come ahead of the game. So it's time to allow yourself to release and relieve. And that's what's coming up. I'm going to go ahead and introduce our segment host for the day. Israel Hurtado is a shaman, a spiritual and self-growth healer, speaker, and author. He uses his gifts to assist and help people in their spiritual quest. Specifically, he guides people to find clarity, get unstuck, embrace their gifts, connect with their true self, connect with their life path, connect with their highest self, and connect with their universal consciousness. He joins us usually on the first Thursday of the month, but we shifted to the second Thursday of the month. So let's listen to some opening music followed by Israel Hurtado in Spirit Talk.
Afternoon, and I'm just happy to be here with you sharing the Spirit Talk segment. And let's just go back to ourselves right now. The message the Spirit want to share with you today is about going back to basics. Going back to basics. So let's see what the Spirit has to talk to tell us about this. Without going back to basics, let's just allow your breath to just be natural. Just inhale and exhale without forcing, just observing your breath. So just let the inhale bring you back to more center, more in alignment with your true being. And as you exhale, let go the thought forms that distract you from being that being of alignment. So just observe that. Inhale and exhale. And with each inhale and exhale, you become more in center, more alignment, and more receptive to receive and hear the messages that may resonate with you, or they are going to resonate with you. In any level, mental, emotional, spiritual, whatever it is that you are right now. And as that message that comes through resonates with you, everything falls into alignment and it aligns the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of you. Just observe your breath, observe your heartbeat, and bringing your energy back to you just reflecting an intention. What is it you would like to receive today? What is the question that you have? What is it that you need to have awareness of? And just, you might not even know what it is, but just allow that self, inner wisdom that lives within you to reveal itself without forcing, just by allowing, by observing your breath, by listening to your heart, and letting yourself be taken away into this journey of messages that the Spirit has for you. So let's call in the Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the angels, archangels, all ancestral lineage to be here with us in this reunion, in this gathering, in this conversation, talking with the Divine Spirit. And only the light and the love is manifested here. For those who are ready to hear their own truth, let it be revealed. For those who are ready to heal, to feel whatever awareness, let it happen. Amen. So, going back to basics. As this year has been a year, so we're in the fifth month now, we're in May, but this year has been a year of shifting and transformation, of disturbing and bringing things from the past, bringing energies that have been dormant, energies that have been without taking care of, all the things that have been kind of put it on the side, letting just in the back burner. Now, to this year, they've been coming forward. They've been moving toward the front door because it is time for each one of you in a personal level to understand and to recognize more of that potential, of that ability, of that being that is in the awakening, that being that is opening through the consciousness that is a whole universe, a whole force that we know that exists, that we know that is us, that we know we're part of that, we know that we are all of that and portion of that. And through this year, to this emotional year, like I was received, that it's going to be emotional healing, emotional things will come, is all the energy that has been stagnant, all the changes, all that is happening is, so all this energy is not present. And it manifests sometimes as a thought form. It manifests sometimes as a fear. And one of the perceptions that I've been feeling, that has been around in the consciousness, in the universal mind, in the universal thought, not the consciousness, but the thought form of all as a humanity. It has been a lot of the thought form of lower vibrational, out of alignment energy that has been like a societal thoughts, like a fear thoughts, like discouragement, like conflict, chaos, all that has been like stirring up. So going back to the basics is to, could be one just like going back to the basics to breathe. And when those thought forms, when those things are coming up to surface, let it flow through, let it conclude its course without fighting, without having to resist them, without knowing how to deal mentally with them, but moving through that energy, moving through however it is that is manifested, moving through that energy to that needs to liberation, the energy that needs to be released. It's this year of 2017, what it is, emotional year, also a year of releasing, a year of purification, a year of cleansing. And that has been going through, for some of you, will be more painful. For some of you, might be like uncertainty of the direction, and also the rediscovering of the purpose of you. If you might wonder sometimes as you move into this, what is my purpose? is exactly that, to re-encounter, to re-evaluate all the who you think you are. So that's, it's what about the top forms. The top forms not necessarily have to be or are the true essence of you, but the top forms bring that confusion. So it is important to allow the top forms, that energy of unclarity, that energy on undecision, the unknown knowing or fear, whatever it is that is feels uncomfortable emotionally or energetically to you, is that energy that is finding this way out. And going back to the basics, like I said, to the breath form, to spend some time without having to interact with all that technology that we have, that is going to go back to the basics, to spend some time with Mother Nature, to spend some time out in the ocean, going to the Father Ocean energy to realign. So all those aspects to go, those things that are a universal representation of unconditional love, of that force. Like nature is a force of unconditional love, because when we are the nature, we just go there, and the nature just loves you. It gives you all it has. It regenerates, it refreshes you, it brings you back to the origin of creation. It is important for ourselves as a humanity to be able to go through these emotions, to take that time to go back to basics, to take that time to feel that connection with that divinity, to feel that connection with the origin of creation. And that is what we need to, allow. That is the gift that we must to embrace. To embrace, so we realign ourselves. So to allow things happen, and even if they feel like there is drama, don't fight with it, but to let it complete its course. Whatever is happening, don't try to stop it, or don't try to control or to manipulate. But observing and moving along with that, without letting that energy to take you in, and how it's gonna take over you, take you in the energy, by worrying about what is the result of it. But instead of like fighting or trying to control or direct that, whatever situation is happening, just watching the unfolding of this energy, because that energy, that top form of drama, whatever it is that is in conflicting, not only in a personal level, but as a collective mind, allow it to evolve, because as it grows, it's like any other things in life. Whatever it comes, just ourselves, the human beings, we are born, we go through our own lives, and then we die. Same thing. All this process that might come to your life, and this process of that have born, that not necessarily are pleasant, they come, grow, develop, unfold, and then they die, they vanish. So why to worry for something that we know is a constant flow of energy? But instead of worrying or trying to control things or trying to make things happen in a way that we think that they're supposed to be, let it find its own nature, as we also must find our own nature, our nature of being unconditional, a nature of being loving to ourselves, loving towards what is happening, loving what it is a way to go back to the basics. gone to back to the basics of creation, and the basics of creation is unconditional love. So let's take a deep moment, a deep breath in a moment, to find the connection with the nature of your being, with the connection with the nature of the creation of you. And from that place, there is no restriction, there is no judgment, it is only a flow of unconditional love. It's a flow of energy that has the concept of being right and wrong. It is all it is. It is a concept of understanding the complexity of you without judgments, and the simplicity of you with love. So with that, receive the healing of the Divine Mother and Father within you to help you to find, to help you to awake the center and that alignment with divinity, that alignment of unconditional love. We serve you breath and let yourself. Let yourself be in alignment. Be in alignment and in current in the flow of unconditional love. We divine Mother and Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for all your blessings, for your healing. We appreciate and we're grateful, and I am grateful for this moment, for this realignment, this connection, and this connection to be and feel and understand the basics of my own divinity, of my own divine creation, that divine creation become a representation of me as I walk this path, as I walk this life. So I can continue center, I can continue in the flow with my own self and with the collective of this human consciousness and heart consciousness. With that, I'll let you take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and then one more time, deep breath, inhale and exhale, and to encourage you, to inspire you to follow and continue remembering the basics, remembering the origin of creation every time, every moment that you feel like things are out of control, like things are out of control. You don't need to control them. But as your job to remain center and balanced, so everything it will take care of itself when you take care of yourself. And with that message, I will get to the end of this segment today, and thank you very much for listening to the Spirit Talk, and invite you to be here every first Tuesday of each month, and see you in June. And if you have more questions or want to contact me for private sessions or some spiritual healing or some insights, you can reach me through my website. It's israelhutala.com, and I will be happy to work with you. Many, many blessings, and have a wonderful rest of the day and a wonderful week. Thank you very much.
So that was Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado. As he said, he's usually here the first Thursday of the month, but we had a need for a shift this month. And so you can find out more about Israel Hurtado at israelhurtado.com or enlightenyourlife.com. enlightenyourlife.com. And that's on the segment host page of goodvibrationsradio.com or the guest page. You can also connect to him directly from there. So as we go forward, remember, tomorrow we're going to have that wonderful aspect that will bring us a little relief when, when we have Mars and Jupiter walking nicely together in their nice little trine. But we're coming off some times that are asking us all to focus directly on what's important to us. Where are we wounded? How do we heal those woundings and release them from our life to keep that energy from holding us back? I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. We'll be back again live Monday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. Kirilani will share her Go With The Flow at that time. And I'll have more of the astrological forecast. So once again, take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Remember, you are here to succeed. Many blessings. Namaste.